The trustees of the permanent fund have approved a new way of managing the $30 billion in assets for which they are responsible. The changes go into effect on July 1st. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The permanent fund's new asset allocation method is designed to give managers a better way of balancing the risks and the returns of the fund. And it's aimed at the long-term goal of growing at least 5% a year above the level of inflation. The decision has drawn international attention as the fund has become one of the first major investment organizations to make the change, although others seem to be preparing for a similar move. Executive Director Mike Burns says the new system does not change the assets themselves, only the way managers look at those assets. He says it's all based on risk assessment.
It's not revolutionary. It may not even be evolutionary. I mean, it really is just rearranging these assets. If you step back, there's only so many ways, you know, to invest a fund like this. I mean, everything we own translates into two asset classes. You're either an owner or you're a lender.
The new method will set aside a small amount of cash, allowing the fund time to accumulate enough money for such needs as paying dividends. The rest of the assets will be arranged in what are informally called buckets, labeled to address possible market conditions. It will keep the most secure investments, such as government bonds, in one category. It will do the same for real estate investments and inflation-proof securities. The two largest buckets are the opportunity pool that can take advantage of underpriced or growth investments, and the company exposure assets, such as stocks and bonds. Burns says actual investments don't fit into the same categories as they used to. Instead, he says the new assortment allows managers to take a holistic look at their risks.
What this does, it allows us, like I said, to look at the risk, manage the risk. It can't, and we wouldn't try to tell anybody this, just lowers the risk because it's, again, it's the same pieces make up the portfolio.
Planning right now is directed two ways. Guarding the fund from the effects of inflation that's expected by the input of federal money into the economy, and taking advantage of the current high returns from corporate debt, bonds.
We're not trying to time that. That's just how the market is right now. We're not inflation hawks or any. I mean, I hope we talked a lot about inflation. I hope I don't leave that as. We're not trying to say anything particular is going to happen, but we're ready for everything.
Burns says that 2008 was one of the five worst years in investment in more than two centuries of record keeping. But he says there's a risk from dwelling too much on that. There's no future in preparing only for the next rare occurrence of such conditions. Instead, the fund will continue under its traditional legislative mandates. However, what's called in state statutes the prudent investor rule is a little more complex now. Burns says the investment community calls it the prudent expert rule. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.